comma, let us love one another. Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, October 1962, pages 105-106. Brothers and sisters and friends, it is a very humbling experience to stand here among you fine people. There is a great spirit in this conference. You make it rather easy for someone to speak, even though very timid, because of the lovely atmosphere that is created by those seated here. I bring you greetings from 335 missionaries in Scotland, from almost 12,000 saints. The missionaries and saints support and sustain our beloved president as their prophet, seer, and revelator, and as their leader. We were honored recently to have President Mackay in Scotland. We had hoped for this, and we were very blessed to have him there. I would like to bear testimony, and I would like to turn to the spirit of love found in the Epistle of John, the beloved apostle. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Sometimes we like to create a little darkness to hide in, but in God there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Very powerful, yet to the point, and needs no private interpretation. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. I would like to turn to the Gospel of John and read the Savior's parting words prior to his ascension, wherein he tells Peter how he can show his love for him. Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs, feed my children. There has been a great family youth parent program going forward in the mission field. Peter, if you love me, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep, feed the parents. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. We can all show our love for our Savior Jesus Christ by feeding the lambs and the sheep. Every member a missionary, each member to bring one or more members into the church each year. Have you accomplished this for this year? I pray for the ability and inspiration to serve the Lord and my fellow men. I am thankful for the atonement of our Savior Jesus Christ and for the principle of repentance. Repentance has a forward look, a new look, a better Christian life. I pray to live and practice the principle of repentance. I know that God lives. He has manifested himself in our mission with his blessings many times. We see the works of Satan on every turn we make. With love in my heart for my Heavenly Father, I desire to show my love by serving my fellow man. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.